The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are so glad you have joined us in this holiday week. And as we've all been through the holiday time, and we are moving up on a brand new year, and let's just hope that 2021 is a lot better for us. And we are again joined by our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, I guess it's time to say Happy New Year.
It is. And oh my goodness, I am so excited to say Happy New Year 2021. Let's bring it in and have some fun with it.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about, you know, we talked a little bit about the adult family home scenario, but how have they been adjusting to the holiday season? And, you know, we've got now another week left of holidays. There's a lot of, you know, it's just different this year. What are your some of your suggestions on connection with our seniors?
It is the big challenge of how to connect with people, and I'd like to just kind of put a shot in everybody's arm of shake off 2020 and figure out, okay, what am I going to step out and do that's new? What am I going to do that I haven't been open to doing? Excuse me, I haven't been open to doing, or I needed the learning curve was too high, so that we can try and implement ways of connecting with our loved ones. And one of the things that I thought about was, because at the holidays, we usually have our favorite recipes, our favorite dishes that we have, and it's just not Thanksgiving or Christmas without such and such a dish. And so maybe we could, you know, get the family, the extended family together, and we could do this via email, if your loved ones are email savvy, to having the recipe tree, to having everybody share, you know, from different categories of food, the dessert, a fun beverage, the main course, a side dish, the favorite pie. And everyone go, oh my goodness, we had a recipe book here that we didn't even know.
I love that. I have a cough. I love that.
I'm so sorry. But that might something to be able to do. If you can't do it via email, we always have snail mail. We still have stamps. We still have envelopes. And that might be fun for someone to get a surprise in the mailbox, too. I was like, oh, I wonder what so-and-so was thinking about in terms of a recipe. I just had a friend who posted on Facebook a boiled raisin cake with a boiled brown sugar frosting. And I was like, oh my goodness, my grandma used to make those. And I haven't thought about that in forever, but it brought back all kinds of memories. So you just don't know what just sharing some recipes might do. Another thing that I came up with along the food line is that maybe you could cook together. Have the Zoom on, be in your kitchen, have your mom sitting in her living room at the assisted living, and having her just chat with you as you're making, you know, some kind of a recipe. Maybe you're making a pie and you haven't done it for a long time. Or maybe it's the left saw that you get up and she can say, no, I think you're rolling that too many times. Don't touch it so much. It's going to get stiff, you know, and have your mom involved in that.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being in
person. Including them is so important. And I think, too, it's the time of tradition. And there's so many traditional family recipes out there, especially if your family may have some ethnic ties to different cultures, different things like that. I think one of the things that we sometimes take for granted for is the recipes, the family recipes. And I know now that my mother's passed away, there's several things my mom used to make that I never got the recipe for. And I sit there and I think, I don't even know how to make that. I wish I could have it again. But obviously, I don't have the ability because she's not with me anymore. I didn't take the time. So if your loved one is around like that, you can actually carry on the family traditions, which I think is powerful. I love your idea about Zoom. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And I promise you, there are people, if your loved one is in an assisted living, there are people, the activity director, all kinds of people who would be happy to set up the Zoom. They would be happy to teach your mom how to do that or to get the camera set just right. Don't be afraid to ask for their help. They want to do this for you. It's a way of elevating the spirit of the whole building. So through your little request, could, you know, your mom is now going to tell her friend down the road, down the hallway, I got to tell my daughter how to make lefse today. And they go, what?
Yes.
And who knows where that could run off to? You never know. Yes. The other thing I want to encourage, thinking of assisted living, there are still some activities going on. Assisted living buildings have gotten so very creative in how to have their residents get involved. And they're still being very safe, but they're giving their heart. They're thinking outside of the box. Sometimes it may feel a little bit like you're in kindergarten, but encourage your loved ones to participate. Even if they feel silly, even if they're like, oh, that is not anything I'm interested in. Really encourage them, challenge them. Say, oh, mom, just do it for me. Dad, I know you've never done watercolor before, but they're throwing watercolor at an easel today. Go throw some paint. You know, whatever it is, encourage them to step out. Otherwise, we get stuck in a rut. And 2021, let's get out of our rut, no matter what's thrown at us from a COVID perspective. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of our rut. You know, step out, try something new. Maybe you, as a support to your loved one, make your own personal little list of things that you want to do and share that with your loved one and get them to dream a little bit. I mean, I can't believe this is even coming back, but I saw macrame arty stuff at the hobby store. I'm like, that's from
the 70s. It's totally coming back, yeah.
It is. And I'm like, you know what? Our elders might have done it themselves the first time around. And
they sure did.
Set up again. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know if I really want to do it, but I'm willing to try and step out. If somebody said, yeah, we're going to explore it, let's step out and explore it again.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is not to be in your own little rut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many things that you could pick up again. And I've heard stories of families now, because their folks are isolated. Her father had not played the piano. It just sat in their house because he'd been getting older and, you know, and he had a career and all this stuff. And now he's in his 70s and he walked over and he started playing the piano again, which is amazing. Or, you know, different ways in which they can interact. I know that we have several seniors that are in community choirs that sing, and they're doing a lot of concerts online where they're doing them virtually, and different things like that that can be fun and exciting, and with, you know, just getting creative. And one of the things I'm so glad you did bring up is our assisted living communities. They're amazing, and they're going out of their way to do so many, you know, incredible things. I know one community up in Mount Lake Terrace, they set up a window area and a display area where the family could go stand behind the window, and then they brought mom or dad in, you know, inside the facility there, and then they were doing photo, shoots there, which is wonderful. Because you can still be, quote unquote, together. No, you can't touch. No, you can't be there, you know, on a close level. But you can still interact. And I think that's really the important part, is being, you know, part of the spirit of the season, which is sharing in different ways. And I think that's what this is giving us, a new opportunity to explore.
It is. It definitely is. It's almost like finding your inner child. You know, it's not exactly how we would do things as adults, but we can still be a little bit silly. We can still kind of say, oh, I really wish it was this way. Or we can just say, you know what, I'm going to be 5 years old today. I'm going to be 6 years old today, and I'm just going to have fun. Challenge yourself to have fun. I know that we've, you know, exchanged our gifts and everything this year, but I want to just talk a little bit about, as you're thinking about interacting with your loved ones, think about doing things rather than having things. And what I'm going to talk about specifically is, maybe your mom or dad had wanted to do something for years and years and years. Maybe it's, you know, they've got 10 pictures or they've got a box of pictures, but they've been wanting to go through and get organized. maybe send them a care package or send a bit of it every once in a while in the mail that helps them to organize those pictures. You know, maybe it's
love that idea.
You know, the photo album book. Maybe it's something that's got stickers that they can hold into that photo album book, the pictures, something simple and easy, but for them to look forward to, for them to go, oh, I need this, this, and this. I wonder if my daughter can get that for me. Or maybe it's something that, you know, I go back to art all the time because it's something on my heart. I want to learn how to water paint, and I've never done it. Maybe there's something in someone's heart that they've just never done. You know, maybe it's to learn how to play the harmonica. They can sit in their own room and learn how to play the harmonica. Think outside
the box.
There's
so many options, for sure.
There definitely are. There definitely are. And so as we move into this new year, you know, again, we started out with the joy and the hope, and now it's finding ways of implementing a little different lifestyle, a little different way of connecting. Maybe it's to have your kids, you know, the grandkids on the Zoom. Maybe they learn some songs at Christmas time and have them sing it on Zoom for grandpa and grandma. I mean, those kind of things can happen any time of year, any time of year, but to be conscious about it.
Yes, and I know that you are here always to help our families and certainly help them in their times of crossroads and transitions. And so, Daphne, how do people reach you?
The best way is at our phone number, and I hope you're all getting this. It's 855-734-1500, and I encourage you to go to our website also of pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And explore there. You can listen to Suzanne and I. Our podcasts are listed there. Have fun at the website.
Yes. Yes. And we're so excited to have you on this hour. And coming up in our last, in our next segment, Daphne will be with us. And we're so excited to say happy holidays to each and every one of you. And Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.